Welcome to the Tabletop Sportcast. I'm your host, James Cast. Today is December 30th, 2023, and this is episode 147. Today I'll be counting down the top 10 goals for 2024. These are my goals and what I'm hoping to do in the next calendar year. Hope everyone's been enjoying the holidays and looking forward to celebrating as we ring in a new year. And this is the final episode of 2023. It has been a great year for the podcast. It's been a great year for my tabletop. We'll cover all of that in just a little bit as well, just like a final note for 2023. But before we get into today's main topic, let's take a look back at the last couple weeks from the tabletop. All right, let's talk a little bit about the past year. Real quick final notes, as well as the last couple weeks. We'll start with the last couple of weeks from the tabletop. And it's been a couple weeks since we had a chance to do a tabletop recap. So I'll just take you through the last couple weeks, last half of December, and talk a little bit about what I've been working on. So first was to wrap up a final project for the year, and that was the 1961 Continental League tournament. Ran just a quick tournament using History Maker Baseball Express. Each series was a 5-game series. And in the end, I had Dallas come out ahead. They beat Montreal in my finals in a 5-game final. So it went 5 games, which was great. But yeah, had a lot of fun playing through that tournament. Kind of reconnected with History Maker Baseball Express. And I think it worked well for the fictional league, where I had less expectations about what to expect for player performance. Fast Inning Baseball got launched, and I had a chance to do some final playtesting for that as well, testing out the 1954 season. Replayed the World Series with the Giants and the Indians, and had the Indians come out on top in 5 games. So Indians were my 1954 World Series champion. Hoping to probably do more. I'm going to probably do more with the 1954 season soon. Let's see. Red, White, and Blue Racing wrapped up the 1980s Stars season with the final couple races. Had the had Rusty Wallace take the final race of the season. And it was Dale Earnhardt who came out on top in my points leader. So he wins my overall championship for the 1980s. And we'll talk more about, like, I'm going to be going with the 1970s season next. So you'll hear that in the preview a little bit. Let's see. I also continued to play through the 2023 Legends Cup. That's going to carry into 2024. About halfway through the tournament there with the International Legends and Soccer Blast from Play Games. Continued my 1985-86 NBA Game of the Day format for Highlight Maker Hoops. I've played a total of 14 games so far through 3 weeks of the season. So moving along nicely there. And then got a bunch of new games on the table too. So as part of my kind of Christmas list, I ended up getting Cartographers, Trekking, which is kind of the National Parks game, Hadrian's Wall, and then Football Highlights Dice. So Football Highlights Dice, adding that one to the library from Mike Fitzgerald and Ian Bach. And that's a really fun game. I probably like the baseball one just a little bit more, but I'm a bigger baseball fan than I am a football fan. So that's probably not that big of a surprise. But this one, just like the baseball one, plays really nicely. You have to think a little bit about your strategy. And bring some of those strategic elements in with a nice fun little game that you could play just in a few, you know, probably 10-15 minutes probably is what it took me to play through a game. So I ended up winning my first game on the easy level, playing Blitzbach and beating him 24-20. So ended up being a fairly close game. And that's pretty much everything. So for the year now, I've got a couple more days. I got today and tomorrow to really wrap up finally 2023. So hoping to, I have one more game that I'm going to try to get to the table. 83 games played for the year, 83 different games, 642 gaming sessions for the year. Now, there was one game from my library that I had still planned to get, and I ended up having to cross it off the list. That was Status Pro Football. As I got into the game, realized I was missing some of the components, including the fact deck. And I have a printed out one, but it doesn't seem like it has enough cards. So I'm going to kind of cross that one off the list. I'm hoping to maybe, might try to find like some parts for that at some point in the future. But cross that one off my list. And I still have one more new game that I got. I got Payoff Pitch at Christmas time. I haven't played that. Hoping to get that onto the table. So that'll probably be my 84th game. And I don't know if I'll get any more beyond that or not. But that's probably my list for the year. And it's been a great year as far as that goes. And with the podcast too. So, a lot of great interviews this past year. I think that stood out as one of the top things. And we'll talk a little bit more about the podcast as part of our countdown list here. And I'll probably have a little bit more of a preview of what the show will look like in 2024 as well. Through this top 10 list we're going to get into in a minute, and probably my next week's episode will be a little bit of a preview of that too. So let's switch gears and finally put a bow on 2023 and start talking about 2024 with what are going to be my top 10 goals of 2024. All right, we're going to start our preview of 2024 this week with a list of the top 10 goals that I'm setting for myself in 2024. Now, like when it comes to goal setting, it's important to first just set the goal, try to make it a little bit of a stretch goal, and then not necessarily start to solve for that goal right out of the gate, right? You don't necessarily have to have your solution when you do some goal setting. Sometimes it's just setting a marker out into the future and saying, that's what I'm hoping to be able to do. Now, some of the goals that you're going to hear, I've been considering for months now. I've been thinking about 2024 and some ideas that I've popped into my head and I've said, oh, that's really good. Let's save that for next year. Right? Because I was already working on some other things instead. So there are a couple of these that you're going to hear as I go through this list that are a little more well-defined than others. And those are the ones that I've probably been thinking about for several months now. And then a couple of these you're not going to hear a lot of details about at all because I haven't really given them much thought yet. And that will be coming in time. So that gives you a little bit of a sense of why some of these will have good amount of details and some of these will be more kind of open-ended. All right. Let's get into the list and say that my first goal, and by the way, in terms of like these 10, I would say that they're probably in order of easiest to achieve to hardest to achieve. Mostly, and I would say, you know, there might be a little bit of wiggle room there, but I would say for the most part, go working my way from the easiest to achieve up to the hardest to achieve. So here we go. At number 10, it's going to be to expand my gaming library by 10 games. Now, I think this is going to be a fairly easy goal to achieve. I don't necessarily have anything on the horizon that is a must-have, but I know a couple games that are probably going to be added to the list sometime this year. One of the ones that I had considered getting at the holiday sale that I decided to go in a different direction on is Bankshot Basketball. I think there's a good chance I'll add that this year. I know that Gary Brown from Stone Mountain Press will be releasing Legends of Boxing 2 or whatever he ends up calling the new version. I would consider that probably a new game since it'll be the upgrade from the previous game. That's one that I definitely have on my list. Beyond that, like I haven't heard of any releases from Play yet, but I think they might be giving us a little bit of a preview soon about their 2024. Usually Keith and Sam have something cooking and usually we'll have some games that they're planning on releasing. So that could add to that list. There's certainly other baseball games that I could get, other football games. So there's definitely potential for me to get to 10. So I think that'll be an easy goal for me to achieve. So number one goal, or number 10, I should say, from as we count this down, is to expand my library by 10 games. At number 9, and this is one that is really going to be easy because I'm going to kick this off even next week, to be quite honest, is to install a quarterly planning week into my project planning. I did an episode on this last year, and this is something that I've definitely considered, like what was the right timing for the quarterly planning. And it doesn't necessarily, so here's how my quarterly planning week is going to work. And I'll probably end up next week giving you a little bit of a recap, how that first week went. But my goal is to prep all of the materials that I need for the quarter. So I already have an idea about what I'm going to be working on in Q1. And I know that what projects I have, I know what card sets are already ready. There's a couple that I need to probably print cards for. There's a couple that I might need to create cards for. And the rest of it is just getting everything organized so that it's quick and easy to grab. And I don't have to think about as I'm ready to start playing a project that, oh, wait, I have to prepare all of those materials to get that ready. So that's really what the quarterly planning week is going to be about. Now, it doesn't mean that I won't be gaming during those weeks, right? I probably will still be doing some gaming during those weeks as well. But the idea will be to focus on making sure everything's planned out, that I've thought about all the projects that have to get done for the quarter, and given some more details around those projects in that time. And that might include, like, you know, looking at a project and saying, okay, how many sessions is that going to take? Okay, well, what's the breakdown of those sessions? Like, you know, when do I start playing that project? So that'll be part of that kind of quarterly planning as well, is to really map out like how those gaming sessions are going to work out as well. So number 9 on this list is quarterly planning week. And, you know, so like I said, I decided that the first week of every quarter is when I'll be doing my quarterly planning. And now as it turns out, the timing of that is pretty well for the first two quarters. I don't know how it's going to look in the second half of the year. But for the first two quarters, I also know that they line up nicely with like family vacation times, which would be perfect because I might be able to do a little bit of gaming when I'm on vacation. But for the most part, I'll just be able to have like my kind of like Remarkable tablet and just be doing some like planning. And that'll be really helpful. The hard part might be is when I'm on vacation and you know, if we go away for a full week, that's one thing, but we usually just do a few days here and there. It's working in all of the prepping of materials that I have to really work around. So that'll be part of the challenge there. But I think feel pretty confident about being able to do that and make that happen. All right, at number 8, this year in 2024, I plan to embrace fictional. So I've talked on the podcast before about fictional versus real. or fictional versus historical is probably the better way to say it. And this year I decided that I did want to try to pursue going after fictional leagues, fictional sports to a little bit higher degree. So how is that going to look when I put together my plan? Well, I did share on my Facebook page what my plan looks like. And what I'm hoping to do is touch on a fictional set for most of the games that I can, where I have fictional and it feels like I could do some sort of a league with it. I'm not going to give a lot of details here, but I'm going to be touching on lacrosse. We're going to be doing some football. I've got tennis on the list. I've got baseball on the list, hockey, basketball, dodgeball, Bob Hansen's footy game, which sets up nicely for fictional. I've got bowling. I've got roller derby. I've got boxing. And then I've got golf. I will be touching on fictional for all of those sports in 2024. And it's kind of in that vein of don't knock it till you try it, right? Like I've dabbled a little bit into fictional, but I've never really embraced it fully. And I think this year is going to be the year where I'm going to try to embrace fictional a little bit more and really get a sense for, like, you know, what's the attraction of fictional. There are some places that I'm definitely sold on fictional. As I've talked about in the past, it's when I do something like the career campaign for boxing, like I get drawn into the idea that I have created this boxer and I'm watching that boxer develop. So there's a lot of like ownership over that I sense. I've been able to embrace it for things like dodgeball or roller derby, where I have no connection to real athletes and I don't need to feel like I'm having real people or real athletes as part of those sports. The fact that they're fictional is fine with me, right? So it works for some of the sports. It's the ones like football and, you know, baseball and hockey that I struggle a little bit more because I'm looking for recreating that kind of, like, as we've talked about in the past, recreating that baseball card feel, right? Like, I want to see my favorite athletes being recreated on my tabletop. That's usually what I want to get for. That's usually what gets the buzz going for me with this gaming universe that I create. But this year, going to try and embrace fictional. And I'll be talking a little bit more about how I'm going to do that later on in this list. So that was number 8 on the list, embrace fictional. At number 7, I am going to try to commit a little bit more and to YouTube. And I've decided to go after creating a monthly YouTube show. So my success with YouTube last year really boiled down to one thing. When ChatGPT started to kind of come on the scene, I was able to knock out about 4 or 5 episodes, I forget exactly how many, to showcase how to use ChatGPT with our gaming universe. And so I figured out a couple of things when it came to that. I did dabble a little bit with trying to do some like recreations of games. I played like this Heroes of Wrestling Federation that I'm doing. Tried to recap play. I did one show with that. Tried to show a little bit of like my horse racing game, which is still in the works. So got sidetracked on that yet again. But I've been still dabbling on it and working on it a little bit. So I'm pushing that one out a little bit too. But one of the things that I think works well for me for YouTube and, you know, learning this from others is probably not as much. It's never going to be like that full just let me replay a game. I do think there's some advantage still to showing people a little bit more like how a game plays without necessarily having to replay a specific game. And I think I'm going to try to get into that a little bit. But I also think that the idea of doing more digital content has an appeal as well. So the monthly show may end up being more of like, let me showcase some digital games. And I actually toyed with the idea of starting a new channel. And that might still be what the YouTube show becomes, but I think everything's going to stay under Tabletop Sportcast still. It's just that I feel like there's a need for me to at least talk a little bit more about like some of the digital games that are out there too. So going between those. So again, the further we get on this list, the less I've, you know, figured it out exactly. But the commitment here is really to do at least 12 shows. And I'm looking to do like one show per month. So that's really what the monthly YouTube show is. I just have to figure out like what's the right content for me to go after. So more to come. And this year may end up looking more like a blend of, than anything else. Because there's a couple of digital games that I feel like I want to showcase that feel like extensions of the tabletop, but they're more of a digital presence. And then there's also some tabletop games that I feel like there's an opportunity to just show a little bit more of the details of like, this is how you do certain things. So a couple of different directions I could go, and I may end up going in both. More to come on that. But at number seven, it's going to be creating a monthly YouTube show as the goal. At number six, as we get to the halfway, but just about halfway point, or they're completing the first half of this list, it's I'm going to once again commit to historical replays. Now, this is an expansion on an idea that I did introduce last year, and I did complete a project of historical replays last year. But last year, I was kind of like not fully committed to the idea. I hadn't really thought it all the way through, and I kind of had a blended approach to it. So some of my historical replays, as I do some air quotes, were really like seasonal events that I could play, right? Like I did the presidential golf event, which really was just using a special set that Play had released with the, you know, former presidents who were golfers. And I just ran a quick little tournament with all of those, you know, presidents competing in like an event. Not really a historical event in a lot of ways, but it was kind of like this, it had this seasonal feel. And I played in February for President's Day. Like that was what I did there. And then I also, from Play, used the History Makers Who Served set and played like around Memorial Day, the, you know, which has become kind of an annual tradition for me of replaying like that baseball game between, you know, the armed forces, those baseball players, real baseball players who had, been part of the armed forces during several like different wars and stuff. Then I had my replay of like, you know, so some of these things were seasonal events. What I've done for this year, and I will kind of walk through the list of the events that I'm going to replay. But this year, I built off the idea of the other things that I was doing last year, which was this year, like this year's 2023. So I took I tried to find events also that lined up with and ended in a three. So like, what could I do from 2013, from 1983, from, you know, 1973, and like went back on each of the decades, but also looked at, you know, what like the 25th anniversary and the 75th anniversary, the 50th anniversary and the 100th anniversary were part of like, I could do these as part of the decades. So I went back and tried to find like at like 12 events that I could do. So, you know, we're going to kind of break away a little bit here. And at number six, I'm actually giving you a top 12 here in a sense. So a list within a list, right? Here's the 12 events that I plan on recreating. Starting with 1954, we're going to look at the Masters. Sam Snead competed and defeated Ben Hogan in an 18-hole playoff that year for the Masters. So I'm going to recreate that. I'm going to use History Maker Golf, and I'm going to use the all-time greats cards for those two guys instead of creating like a season-specific card for them. And looking back at that 1954 season, going to replay that that 18-hole playoff between Sam Snead and Ben Hogan. For 2004, I'm going to go to the NCAA Women's Championship basketball game, which featured just two of the all-time powerhouse teams, Tennessee and UConn, competing in that 2004 final. So we're going to go back to that, and this is back when Pat Summitt was still coaching at Tennessee. So I think that'll be a fun one. I have to actually get those cards created. So this becomes one of the things I'm going to do during a quarterly planning is create these cards. And I also have to decide, like, what game am I going to use for that? Then I'm going to do 1944. And I think for this one, I'm going to use Pocket Pennant Run and recreate the only all St. Louis World Series. And I'll probably just play game one of this, not play the whole World Series, because usually I'm just trying to play like that one event for this. So I'm going to play the game one of the 1944 World Series, which was the only one that featured both St. Louis franchises at the time. Then I'm going to move to the 1949 Shamrock Bowl. This is the final game of the, I think it was the All-American Football Conference. This is the league that existed prior to the AFL. And there's a set, or you can get this game as part of the free downloads on Play Game. So I'm going to probably play this with either, it's probably going to be Second Season Express. Next, I'm going to move to 1894 and going to recreate a game. It was actually August 31st. Billy Hamilton ended up stealing 7 bases in one game. So I'm going to, I have to create cards for this game. Two, I have to figure out, like, how am I going to set it up so that he has an opportunity to try to steal 7 bases? So I have to put some certain things into play there. But I'm going to see if I can recreate his feat of stealing 7 bases in one game. For 1974, we're going to go with the Rumble in the Jungle. And I'm going to try to recreate the Muhammad Ali versus George Foreman. This will definitely be with Legends of Boxing. But we're going to go after that one for 1974, Rumble in the Jungle. For 1964, I decided I'm going to replay the first ever game at Shea Stadium. This happened on April 17th of that year. Not sure which game I'm going to use for this just yet. Could go in a couple of different directions here, but that 1964 season, that's what I'm going to feature, is the first ever game at Shea Stadium. Being a Mets fan, this one had like a special place for me. Sticking with that New York theme, in 1994, I'm going to replay Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals between the New York Rangers and the Vancouver Canucks. For 1984, I'm going to, and this one I'll be using the squared circle, and I'm going to replay the first ever World Championship for Hulk Hogan, where he defeated Iron Sheik. By the way, for that Rangers Canucks one, that will be with Stone Cold Hockey that I'll be replaying that one with. Let's see. Moving on, we're going to do the 25th anniversary event, which is going to be the 1999. It's the first ever BCS championship game between Tennessee and Florida State. So this is another one that I'll probably have to get the cards created for. And I have actually reached out to St. Patrick and asked to see if he can make these two teams for matchup football. So I might end up replaying this one for matchup football. We then move into 1914, and I'm going to replay Babe Ruth's first ever baseball game. He made his debut on July 11th of 1914. So I'm going to replay that game. Again, not sure which game that'll be with just yet. And then wrapping up this list of those 12 events, we're going to go with 2014 and play the World Cup final between Germany and Brazil. This set is available for a free download from Play. So I'll be doing this one from Play Games with Soccer Blast. And that's it. That's my list of 12 historical replays. So list within a list. But yeah, I'm looking forward again to, I found that these were a great way to get some different games on the table for one. And then two, really plays into this idea that I like of replaying events, right? Seeing like, can I replay that event and have it just see how it comes out on my tabletop. So that's a fun way to do it. And I love the idea that I can continue to rotate through these, right? Like, so, you know, this year going with the fours, right? Because it's going to be 2024. And then I bring in a little bit with the 25th and 75th anniversary games. And by the way, the 25th anniversary, as we said, was that first ever BCS championship game. The 75th anniversary was the 1949 Shamrock Bowl. I ended up not doing the 100 year. I didn't do one for 100 years ago. And then the 50th anniversary, believe it or not, will be the Rumble in the Jungle. So there's your three ones. I decided not to do 1923 or 1924, I should say, for this one. I don't think, right? Yep, I decided against that one. So there it is, 12 events for historical replays. All right, now as we'll take a short break here because I need to kind of reset the recording, and then we will do the top five event, my top five goals for 2024 in just a second. All right, let's continue our countdown here as we move to number five. And number five is to deliver my monthly projects over 6 months. All right, let me explain what that says. So I have this cadence for monthly delivery, and I'm going to talk about what those monthly delivery goals are in just a second. But one of the challenges that I had last year, and we talked a little bit about this as a recap 2023, is I struggle with the second half of the year. The first half of the year is mostly projects that I started already in 2023 and are just going to be trying to deliver them in 2024. And you'll hear some familiar projects as I go through this list of things that I'm going to try to deliver as my monthly delivery cadence. So what I did is I've been spending some time thinking about what those projects will be that I'll be delivering on a monthly cadence, and put together my list already. And then also started to think about like how many sessions do these need? And one of the things I decided is I need to start these a little bit earlier. I think in some cases I thought I could deliver them over the course of like 2 or 3 months, and that just wasn't happening. So I expanded that out to 6 months, and in one case even a little bit longer than that, because I realized it was just, you know, based on the size of it. So I've kind of stretched these out, and now I have to start playing these a little bit earlier, and I will only be touching on them a little bit, right? But building up a cadence, and I'll probably do a show more around this idea to give you a little bit more details. But the goal is to deliver the monthly projects over the course of 6 months. So if I have one that's due in June, that's the 6 month of the year, I need to start that project in January. The one in July, I need to start in February. And that's the way I'm going to ensure that I begin some of these second half of the year projects in the first half of the year. So what are those projects? Here you go. In January, it's going to be the 2023 Legends Cup. This is the soccer project that I've been doing and will wrap up next month. Then it's going to be wrapping up the Heroes of Wrestling season that I've been doing for Face to the Mat. In March, I am going to complete a Rumble tournament, and I did an episode. This is one of the YouTube shows I did too, is to give you a little bit of recap of what a Rumble tournament is. But I will be doing a Rumble tournament using that 1954 baseball season and fast inning baseball. In April, I'm going to wrap up the America's Best Decathlon tournament that I started this year. In May, it'll be a brand new project. I'm going to do a tournament with the NWSL. This is the Women's Soccer League, and I'll be using the 2022 season. So doing that, and that will be with Dice United. In June, I am going to complete the season 3 of the American Grid Zone League. In July, I will complete the 1970s stars for NASCAR using red, white, and blue racing. In August, I will complete, and this is part of Embracing Fictional, I'm going to do the college playdown set and complete that with Highlight Maker Hoops. In September, I will finish up a project that I'm going to do with Fast Drive Football using the 1984 USFL season. In October, I plan on completing another fictional sport this time, the Fury Hardball World Cup. So I'm going to, I haven't figured out the format yet, but I'm going to complete my World Cup, which I do every couple years. So getting Fury Hardball back on the table in earnest there. In November, I'm going to replay the entire 1993-94 New York Rangers season using Stone Cold Hockey. And then in December is when I'm finally going to wrap up this 1985-86 NBA Game of the Day season that I've been doing with Highlight Maker Hoops. So that's the approach that I'm going to take. Now, there's only one game that I actually got kind of two plays in there this year, and that's Highlight Maker Hoops, because I wanted to do that college playdown set that I purchased last year. And I also wanted to finish up this 1985-86 NBA Game of the Day project, and decided I originally was thinking maybe the NBA one would be a quarterly project, but decided to move it into, because of the size of it, that it needed to be one of the monthly delivery ones. And that's one of the ones that I'm not even trying to do over 6 months. I need to chip away at that over the course of like almost 12 plus months, right? So, because all told, I need to play like 192 games with that. So that one I'm going to chip away at over several a longer time period. Let's just put it that way. So that's how the monthly delivery will work. And that's why some of those projects will start a little earlier. So like for the 1993-94 New York Rangers project that I have in November, I need to count back 6 months and say, okay, that's probably going to start in May. So in May, I will kick that project off just a little bit, right? And just keep building it up. I'll still have a high concentration of that over the last two or three months, but working my way up towards that. So that's number 5. Deliver those monthly projects over the course of 6 months. At number 4, we get to another place that I'm going to embrace fictional, and that is introducing monthly tournaments. I attempted last year to do blitzes, and the idea of the blitz was I wanted to do like this little, you know, some of the games I felt like maybe I just need to get it on the table like a couple of times. But it turned out that I ran into two issues. One, sometimes those blitzes just felt incomplete. Like if it was a game that I really wanted to get on the table more, I ended up pushing those blitzes into more like those, what I was calling a showcase event. And then at other times, I was stretching it a little too far to even say, like, this game needs to be on the table for this many times. And I probably should have just left some of those games as, like, solo plays instead. So that's where I ran into problems with trying to do things around 3 events, right? Is it just either was, like, wasn't enough for a game. They all, most of the games that fell into that bucket were either, were one of 2 categories. Either I need to play this more than just 3, or it's too much to play this 3 times. So I decided to do away with those blitzes in 2024. And instead,
I found that one of the projects that worked really well was just setting up a basic tournament, single elimination tournament, nothing too major. So, but a lot of those still felt even in some cases a little bit bigger than the showcase events. But why not? Let's just go after it. And it also gave me an opportunity to just get some of the games that I enjoy on the table a little bit more often. Last year, I was working with the constraint of trying to get as many games on the table as I could. This year, I'm not going to try to worry about that. Just going to try to focus on the games that I enjoy playing more. But I did want to get a good variety, and I did want to try to figure out how to embrace fictional. So doing fictional seasons probably still didn't hold a lot of appeal for me just yet. So, you know, while I'm going to embrace fictional, I don't want to jump into feeling like I need to create all these seasons for all these sports. So what I decided to do was create a monthly tournament, and I will play the entire tournament in just one single month and just rotate through the sports using fictional sets. So I went down this list before when we talked about all the sports, but the idea is going to be just run a single elimination tournament for each of these sports. So that's where I get into doing, like, for lacrosse, it'll be the World Indoor Lacrosse League. For Fast Drive Football, I'm going to use the Eastern Football League. This is a set that Bob Hansen actually created and provided on the Fast Drive Football download. So you can get it. This is the Eastern Starter League that he has. I'm going to use the tag for the fictional Let's Play Tennis set and just run through like an open championship there. I am going to use the 1974 Continental League for baseball. I'll use Bob Hansen's recently released like Hockey North America set for the Hockey Blast Express. Then I'll do a tournament using the Blam season for Highlight Maker Hoops. Dodgeball is a fictional game, fictional teams already, so I'm just going to run through a tournament with Dodgeball. Same thing with Footy. I'm going to do my Footy Open and just create some teams and just run through a tournament there. Then for the Bowl-O-Rama, I'm going to just create, like, similar to what I did last year and just do, like, a tournament with the bar. I'm just going to call it the Bar Open. This is going to be, like, the husband and wife, like, bar league thing. Roller Derby, I will run through, like, a Final Four tournament. Then I'm going to use the career campaign guide for Legends of Boxing and do like a Golden Gloves tournament within my own gym, right? I'm going to create like 8 fictional boxers and just let them compete against each other. And then for my final event, I'm going to create some fictional golfers and use the Course Collection 20. This is the one with just a bunch of like fictional holes that you can organize into different courses. I'm going to make a couple of courses and just run through a tournament using some fictional golfers. And that will be my monthly tournaments. So at number 4, it's running some monthly tournaments. This is going to be a new project idea for me. All right, we get to our top 3 here. At number 3, I've really been giving some consideration into what to do with all those who are patrons of the podcast. I always feel like I need to put more content out there. Going to continue to try to figure out some ways to do some additional content. But I also have wanted to do something different with the podcast. And one of the things that I'm going to do, and this is going to be, I'm going to just kind of dip my toes in here. For this idea, but I'm going to be organizing a quarterly patron only live event. Haven't worked out all the details here yet, and probably expect that the first one of these will happen sometime in March to give me a little bit more time to think through this idea. But if you are supporting the podcast through Patreon, you're going to get an invite to join me live for one of the podcasts. So this is something I've wanted to do, and we're going to, so I'll have to do a couple of things here, right? I need to set a time and date so that people are aware that this is the time it's going to happen. I need to figure out a way to let folks interact. Discord is probably a direction I'll go, because I don't think it'll work well if I have everybody available to speak live at the same time, right? So it can't just be like an open Zoom call or anything like that. And I don't even know if it'll be a place where, you know, these are some of the details and questions that I still have to figure out, right? But do I have like everybody be able to just ask questions in a live, like, kind of commenting forum, or do I actually have it where people can also jump on and be part of the podcast real quick? Not sure just yet. So some more details to come, but there's going to be a quarterly patron only live event taking place this year, and probably once a quarter, right? So, but I think the first one will probably be in March. That gives me enough time to think through some of the details on how to make that happen. There's also a good opportunity that might end up being a dual stream, right? Record it as a podcast and also record it for the YouTube channel. So that's a possibility there as well. Okay, so more to come, but that's number three. Not a lot of details just yet, but a quarterly patron-only live event for the podcast. And when I say live, obviously we're talking about recording live, not actually being in person, like not hosting everybody for that. So we'll figure out a way to make that so that, you know, we can record that event live. At number two, my goal is to complete 30 projects in 2024. So this will be a little bit of a jump for me. And I think what I'm doing here is trading the idea of this year I wanted to get as many games on the table as I could. Getting 80 plus games was a challenge in itself. If I'm lucky, I'll probably get 40 games on the table this year, the way things are going. It'll probably end up being more just because some of those will be non-sport games that I'll push in every couple of times, and other times I'll just grab a game because I haven't played it in a while. So it'll be interesting to see without trying, like how high that total gets up if I'm actively using my library. But I only completed about 21 or 22 projects this year. And that was a pretty good amount. So we're going to kick that up a little bit. And I've already started doing some of the planning for this and starting to look at the number of sessions this is going to take. And it's going to easily push me into the 600s again. But a lot of these are express, so that's one of the advantages that I have. And I have really tried to think strategically about sizing these projects, where I've got, you know, one extra large, one large, or maybe a couple large, a bunch of mediums, a good amount of small, and a whole lot of extra small projects. So... and I've done an episode based on the sizing, right? So you can hear more about that in a previous episode. But we've talked about the monthly projects. We've talked about the historical replays. We've talked about the monthly tournaments. Now, the historical replays all told will be one of my projects. The monthly tournaments will each be a project. Those are a lot of my extra smalls. The monthly deliveries are a good mix of everything from extra small all the way up to large. So here's the projects that I haven't covered yet. We'll start with the quarterly projects. This was an idea that I introduced last year that worked really well, where I just get to focus on a specific project each quarter. For quarter one, I am going to do one of the ones that I discussed last year in an episode. So this is one of the ones I've been planning for a while. I am going to try to recreate Wayne Gretzky's 81-82 season where he completed 50 goals in 35 games. So this is not going to be a full season replay. I'm not going to do the entire Edmonton Oilers season. I'm going to play those first 35 games and see if I can get Wayne Gretzky to score 50 goals. In quarter two, I'm going to move into one of the free downloads during the holiday sale for Play Games was the 1986 PGA season. So I'm going to recreate that. I'm going to do the four events, the four majors, plus eight more events. And I will try to run through the set that way. I'm not going to try to do the entire PGA season. One, I probably don't have all those courses. And then two, really, golfers don't typically compete in every single tournament. But I do want to have like the top golfers for that year compete every single tournament that I'm going to use. So what I'm going to do is more like 12 like signature events from the season, including the four majors. So I'll be doing that project in Q2. In Q3, I really want to work a little bit more with Lacrosse Blast Express. I have a lot of lacrosse seasons that I had gotten thinking that I would really be into Lacrosse Blast. And I do enjoy Lacrosse Blast, but it is a little bit longer to play. So, excuse me, a lot of these season sets haven't really been getting as much use. But I'm going to knock one of those out and replay the 2012 National League Lacrosse season, or National Lacrosse League season, I should say. I haven't worked out the full details for that one just yet, but that will be my quarter three project. And I think it will be to try to attempt to get all the games done using the express version instead of the full version of the game. And then in Q4, another project that I had stopped and started a couple different times, and I'm going to just restart it and go from scratch. But using second season from Play Games, going to replay that, finally replay that 1994 Barry Sanders season. So kind of taking a page out of Sean Coleman's playbook and saying like, yeah, the best time for me to play a football replay is probably during football season, right? So I figured Q4 is a perfect time for me to do that. And, you know, getting 16 games in over 13 weeks or 12 weeks shouldn't be too much of a high task for me. So I should be able to knock that out. So we're going to try to do that and replay Barry Sanders' 1994 season, finally get that project across the finish line. Then we move into History Maker Baseball, and these are my always-on projects, right? So I kicked one off already, which is that September run for the 1969 Mets. That's the one I'll be focusing on for the first 3 months of 2024, is wrapping that one up. And then for about 6 months, I have put together a set. I'm going to do a tournament style. I don't know what tournament style I'm going to use yet. I don't know if it's going to be a Rumble tournament or some other kind of like King of the Mountain tournament. Not really sure yet. But I have created teams with mashing together the 1973 and 1998 seasons. So for each of those, I took the 24 franchises that existed in 1973 and made one roster with four starting pitchers, five starting pitchers, five relief pitchers, and then, you know, a DH lineup plus some bench players. I think they ended up with 24 players, which is what you usually get for the new sets these days. It's more like an express set. Now I'll be playing the full version of History Maker Baseball with this set, but each franchise has like their team that they mashed together from those two seasons. I also then, for the expansion teams that existed in 1998, but not in 1973, and there were six of them, I mashed all those together to create like a super team in a sense. And that one's pretty good. So I'm probably going to start with that one. And I've considered maybe just seeing like how they would do running through the gauntlet. Or I might start with that team and kind of like work their way and just like do a King of the Mountain and see if how long they can survive and then just go with whoever's winning at that time. Haven't really decided, but that's what I'm going to do for about 6 months. And then I'm going to wrap up the year with another short 3-month project, which is going to be to recreate I'm going to do a battle between the two Cy Young Award winners from 2018. I picked up the 2018 set. I purchased it from Ethan Muslin at last year's play.com. And I thought it'd be fun to do like a replay. So what I'm going to do is do a 31 game season with the Tampa Bay Rays playing the New York Mets. And it will always feature Blake Snell against Jacob DeGrom. And I will run through that just to see how the two pitchers do against each other and how they do against their opposing lineups there. So it will be a battle between Blake Snell and Jacob DeGrom, you know, head on collision between the two Cy Young Award winners there. And that's the full list of my projects. There'll be some other ones that I might be able to mix in there, like some of the cooperative events, which I haven't really mapped out a whole lot of those just yet, but those will probably get included in there too, as little like mini projects. Cause I usually end up doing like a little bit for each of those. And that might include like if Paul Salsgaber brings back like the Play Tour, I'll probably do that. Right. I know like Travis Jansen has talked about maybe bringing back the Cart series. If he does that, I'll take part in that. Right. I might run another cooperative event myself. So there's opportunities there to add some additional projects in here too. But that's really what I'm going to go after here. And I think most of those, let's see, I get 12, 16, 19. So right there, you've got 20 projects. No, right there, you have 33 projects. So that also gives me a little bit of leeway between my quarterly History Maker Baseball, monthly delivery projects, monthly tournaments, and the historical replays, 33 projects right there. So it gives me a little bit of leeway for some of those to slip and still meet this goal of 30 projects. And that brings us to number one on this list. And this is probably the biggest of the stretch goals. But I am going to try sometime later in this year, and I haven't figured out the timing of this just yet, and I have to work out a lot of details. So this really is a kind of throw it on the dartboard, and then, you know, we'll see if it sticks. But planning to host an in-person event, Tabletop Sportcast Presents, and and what it will be, I don't know. So more to come on this front, but if I do this, if I can pull this off, it will be more of an East Coast event. That's where I'm based out of. Probably be close to home territory here in the Richmond, Virginia area. What sport it'll be, don't know. What games we'll be playing, don't know. No idea on dates, any of that. Have to work out all the details on this. So this is really a stretch goal to see if we can pull this, if I can pull this off, but more to come if I can put this together. But my ultimate goal will be to start kind of maybe an annual tradition, maybe every couple of years. I don't know, but I'm going to try to host an in-person live event sometime this year. So that's my number one goal for the year. And as you can see, all of these help me kind of plan through what this year is going to look like. It's touching on what happens on the tabletop, touching on some of the podcast things, touching on the YouTube channel. And there are some things that I left off here that I still hope to pursue. And we'll talk about those in just a minute as I wrap up the episode. But these are the top 10 goals. I may have additional goals. These are the top 10 ones for the year, and it helps cover a wide spectrum of things that I need to accomplish for this year. All right, let's come back and wrap up in just a second. And that's a wrap on this week's episode. It's also a wrap on 2023. And it's been a great year. Really enjoyed the tabletop this year. I never really hit a point this year where I felt like it became a chore to get through projects. That happened a little bit last year. I had a couple of points last year. where I just had to kind of hit the brakes for a little bit because I just got a little overwhelmed with what I was trying to deliver. So I would say I've made progress. I have definitely made progress. And I think the variety is the key for me, right? Like getting different things on the table often. It's why I always like envy people like Sean Colnan, who can sit down and do like a huge lengthy project with a single game, because I probably don't have the attention span to be able to do that as well, right? But the variety is what works for me. And that's what I've really tried to build my schedule around, is trying to get that variety in there. I've been really conscious, and if you look at the Facebook, you can kind of see this playing out if you really look at it closely. But check out that kind of map, the roadmap that I created for 2024. And you'll see one of the things that I did is I really tried to spread out where I'm playing different games. Like I have three like highlight maker hoops projects. They're happening in different quarters, right? There's no overlap there. You know, I tried to spread out like the baseball as much as I could. Now, you know, I have baseball as an always on activity, right? But the ones behind that, I tried to spread out a little bit more. So you'll see that on like that plan. And that's part of what I tried to do. Now, there are more goals that I have for 2024. And like I said, I didn't want to go through the whole list of everything because some of them are just like littler details. There's more to come in terms of like game creation. Like I've got some ideas. I've been working on a game this week. Still working on and dabbling with the horse racing game and trying to figure out how to do that. And I've got some other games that I've you know, gotten some ideas around that I'd like to start figuring out how to at least get like early versions of them out. So that is something I want to do. I want to still have like showcase events, and you can see I've kind of got some showcase events like penciled in on my roadmap at a high level. Haven't really thought through the details on those, but just figured out like what are the games that I want to make sure I play a little bit that aren't already part of like this roadmap. And I'm trying not to be redundant here either, right? Like I don't want to just say like, oh, that was a really good project, I'm going to do that every single year. Like that doesn't have to be the case. Like, you know, right now I've got Highlight listed as a showcase event, and right off the bat I'm like, oh, it's really great when I do the betting thing. Well, maybe I should do something different with it, or maybe I should just not do that this year and do something else instead. You know, if I avoid some of that redundancy, I think that would be good. And I did the same thing with like planning quarterly projects, right? Like I tried to, you know, like the career campaign guide worked out as a great quarterly project this past year. But I didn't want to just every year be like, that's going to be a quarterly project. I'm going to do like a fictional boxer, you know? So I took a little different approach with their career campaign guide this year. Those are the kinds of things that I think will help keep me inspired by the tabletop, is to not always just sit down and do the same thing year after year after year, right? So I tried to mix up a little bit about what I take from an approach. Even with something like an always on project with History Maker Baseball, you can hear like with the three things that I've signed up for that I did not do the single team replay this year. I did that last year, and it took most of the year for me to do that. And I could do that, and I could even do it quicker than I did it this past year. But why do it again? Why do that again for the same thing? So I wanted to try to take some different approaches to how I deliver the projects. And that's what works for me, right? So I definitely included that in there. What's coming for the podcast is probably a big question, right? Like, what's the plan for the podcast in 2024? Well, at a high level, you can expect three things that have always been, I guess, crowd-pleasing, and this is a good way to say it, right? These are the things that tend to generate the top episodes. First is interviews. Like, I'm going to continue to try to get people on the podcast. I've got some ideas. I got to start scheduling some for the first part of the year. So I'll be reaching out to a few folks and seeing if they'd be willing to join me for the podcast. But interviews will be a consistent theme throughout the year. I don't know if I'll do as many as this past year. because towards the end of the year, I was doing a lot of interviews and got away from some other content that I think is important to have as well. But interviews will definitely be part of it. Top lists. Lists will be a consistent theme in the podcast where I will use lists to kind of generate some content. And the inside looks. I think that was one of the ones I got away from towards the later part of the year. But, you know, we need to talk about these games and we need to provide some more details around the games. So the inside look will be getting back on there a little bit more often. And then, of course, you know, it started with this idea of project delivery. It will continue to be a theme that stays with this podcast, is to talk about project delivery as well. So those are some of the themes that are coming. I'm also hoping to just change up the format a little bit for the podcasts. Trying to, you know, this might happen a little bit over time, but we're going to talk a little bit about this in next week's episode, what the new format for these episodes will look like. Because, you know, again, I think variety is what works, and I never want something to feel like it's getting stale. I think it's been about a year. It's time for me to kind of change up the format a little bit. So the format of the show will change just a little bit. So look for some new tweaks to it starting as early as next week as we move into 2024. And yeah, we'll talk a little bit more in detail about what I'm thinking about doing to change up the format, and may even I will definitely introduce at least some of that next week. Until then, hope you all enjoy the new year, ringing in the new year, and I hope that the holidays have been good for you and your family. And we'll talk to you next week. And until then, thanks for listening.